Well, folks, I've been reading a lot of history lately. Darned if I don't think that woman was responsible for at least 6 7/8 of it. Don't know why they call it his story when it's really her story. Why, the history book itself reminds you of a woman. It's covered with cloth and leather. It's full of words. It's got leaves. One book would have been a whole wardrobe for Eve. But there's one difference between woman and a book. You can shut the book up. Some man by the name of Eliot said that a lovely woman is like music. I could say that he meant a high-toned lady of note puts on airs, or that if a second fiddle horns in on a siren, it's a pipe she gets to loot, including his dough, and makes an oboe out of him. But that sounds kind of foolish, so we'll cut it out. But woman is a great institution. It has been proven that men do not make capable mothers. I'm going to mention a few female history breeders, and I dare you to mention a like number of males who can tie them. Well, there's Pocahontas, the Indian squab, who saved one of the Smith boys, and so is directly responsible for cough drops. Then there's Joan of Arc. You remember Josie. You've seen pictures of her wearing her tin dress. She was the first canned peach, the first female to wear a coat of mail. Her clothes weren't made by a dressmaker. They were made by a blacksmith under the spreading chestnut tree. In those days, there was some sense to being a blacksmith. And Josie's husband wasn't bothered with hooks and eyes. Her dress was fastened with a riveting machine and opened with a can opener. And you all know about Anne Bull and Henry VIII to get rid of Elizabeth. Men have tried, but no amount of Wall Street bullion could make Henry IV part with his Elizabeth. In the town where I lived, we had no newspaper, and if it hadn't been for a female sewing circle, we wouldn't have heard any scandal at all. Edison and Bell and Morse may have invented the telephone and the telegraph, but if you want news to travel, tell a woman. And women understand the value of money better than men do. That's why we need more women in Congress. Of course, we know that the men down there know what to do with our money. As a matter of fact, those fellas can do things with money that we could never do and get away with. Women certainly are getting into politics. We have women seated in Congress. There's Lady Astor has a seat in Parliament. In fact, a woman can get a seat anywhere, but in a streetcar. I always feel grateful to American womanhood for what she did for us during the Revolution. Nathan Hale appreciated them, too. He knew we needed more women in that scrap. That's why he made that crack about regretting that he had but one wife to give to his country. Our forefathers fought to win a woman. They bled and died to win the Goddess of Liberty. And today a flock of our good citizens want Uncle Sam to divorce her.